Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Good, Taryn. Thanks again for having me. Happy to, you know, fill in on this Tuesday morning. So happy to be here with you.
Yes, very glad to have Bobby here. And we are here to talk about everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 7 feeds. Yesterday was day 38 in the house. And as we mentioned yesterday, we saw the veto ceremony happen. Well, we didn't see it happen, but it did happen very early in the morning. Just before the veto ceremony, we started the day. Adam and Dane had a brief conversation. Adam sort of understood Sam is probably going up on the block. Dane has won the veto. He will be taking himself down. And Corey should be putting Sam up in his place next to Esty on the block. And Adam's kind of accepted this a little bit. He doesn't know how Dane managed to do all of this to keep both him and Esty safe. But, kudos, I guess.
Yeah, he's really worked his magic with the rest of the house to make sure that Sam was the backdoor object that they wanted to go after. And it's kind of surprising that with him and Esty going on the block that he was able to secure the votes to get Sam out, even with him coming off the block. But I guess at the same time, everyone has kind of been after Sam for weeks and weeks, you know, prior to this. So I think it's kind of only molding itself together to finally get her out.
Yes. So the veto ceremony does take place. Dane takes himself off the block, is replaced by Sam. He apparently did do his like little speech to set Corey up for her speech. And then Sam went on the block. So Sam, after the feeds come back, is going to be a bit upset, talking with Kira, saying she wants to make sure she turns Adam against Dane before she leaves. That's one of her main goals.
Yeah, she's really trying to work all her her powers as she can. She's already kind of got it in her head that she's going home. She's going to try. Her and Kira have been talking about trying at least, but I think it's going to be to no avail. But she's trying to pull as much magic as she can out of a hat to make sure that people turn against each other going forward.
Yes, they both agree. Dane just wants Adam all to himself. That's what Dane wants.
That's been the case, I think, ever since week one. So yeah. I think they're lucky they got the jury with that happening.
Yes, they also talk about Kira working with Adam and Anthony if Sam ends up leaving. Adam ends up joining them, and Kira tells Adam that he needs to throw Dane under the bus in order to help Sam. That's how to do it. You need to throw Dane under the bus. That's the only way. And Adam's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's the only way. And they're like, oh, no. Sam says, no. Adam's fine with me leaving. That he doesn't care. I was like, stop. Look, the boys, they've been trying to get you out for the whole game, and I've been keeping you safe. And she's like, oh, I don't know. It's some tension.
Yeah, he's just trying to, you know, ease her in the situation. But he's just telling her what he feels like he needs to tell her to kind of calm her down. But she's seen the writing on the wall for weeks, and it's just funny that she's getting mad at him for something that she knew was coming, and he's just, I don't know, I feel like he's a puppet at times because he's just taking it and taking it and taking it, but he knew this was going to happen. It's just, it's finally all coming together, but yeah, it's funny to watch.
Yes. So we then got Kira going to talk to Corey about Corey's decision here. This is actually a pretty funny conversation, because something happened that doesn't usually happen in Big Brother in this conversation that we'll talk about. Kira tries to tell Corey this was a mistake. Sam was not coming for you. Sam was never coming for you. This was never a thing. This whole backdoor thing, Dana's tricked you, all of the same stuff, except as they talk more and more, Kira finally gets around to saying, oh, well, you know, if Sam did say anything about a Corey backdoor, it's only because we needed Adam to think that if the veto was used, that you would go up on the block. But really, we would have put Dane up on the block. That's the only reason why your name might have come out of Sam's mouth. And Corey just looks her straight in the face and says, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't believe you. I think you're lying.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious to watch because, I mean, how did she expect that to, or they expect that to go? Because it's not going to work in their favor. And also Sam trying to use that excuse as well. Of course, Corey's not going to believe that. She's going to know from all the people she's talked to prior to this that they were in trying to get her on the block the whole time. So it just makes no sense. It doesn't seem like a well thought out plan, which we come to expect from Big Brother Canada players. But it's very, very unfortunate to watch. It's just, it looks like her game's unraveling.
Yes. It's very, very much just straight up tells Kira, I don't believe you. That very rarely happens in the Big Brother house. And Kira is very put off by this. Kira is very upset, doesn't know how to handle somebody saying that they don't believe them. And they're just like, what? And Corey's just like, I think you would have told me that earlier. I mean, we've had so many conversations and that's such a huge piece of information. I just feel like you just came up with it. And just like, oh, the reason I didn't tell you earlier is that, you know, that I didn't want to put Dane's name out there. We were trying to be careful. Anthony's the one that told me to hold on to information. I don't know. I'm sorry if you don't believe me, but I'm telling the truth. It's just like really freaking out.
I love how blunt Corey was with her too. And usually that's like, that's usually how you're supposed to be the opposite in the game. You're supposed to kind of hear people out and tell them that you're open to it. But she already knows that they are lying and that Sam is lying and that they're just trying to save themselves. I really love this situation. I love how Corey reacted to it because honestly, I think they needed to get a taste of this because they've been running around. Sam's forgetting stories that she's been telling people one thing, telling other people that, then forgetting her conversations. I mean, Kira even said that Sam has weed brain or something like that, forgets her conversations. Like, it's such bad gameplay that I'm kind of glad someone called him out on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of this talk of weed brain for Sam, that she has trouble remembering things because of weed brain, which, you know.
It's a thing, Taryn. Right. I know some people. It's a thing.
this really just, you know, Corey says, look, it's totally possible that I watch the show back and I realize I made a huge mistake and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And they keep telling him, oh yeah, no, you're going to watch. You're going to see. Even Adam's chiming in at this point saying, listen, you're going to go, you're going to see on the episode. You're going to be able to see that we're not telling you any lies. We're telling you the truth. You're going to believe it. She's like, that's fine, but I don't believe you, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I can just say from personal experience, you know, playing Social Strategy Sundays on Twitch and such, that when people say, look, maybe I've made a huge mistake, but I'm okay with that. That is the most frustrating thing to hear from the other side of it. Where you're like, no, you won't actually be okay with that. You're just, ah!
You're not working with me here. Just hear me out.
It's the worst. Oh, if I've made a huge, massive mistake that ends my game, I'll be okay. No, you won't! You're lying!
Liar! Yeah, no.
You'll pretend to be, but you'll be faking it then too, just like you're faking it now.
Oh man, I can only imagine. It'd be so frustrating to be in that position where they just won't hear you out. There's nothing we can do at that point.
So that's how that conversation ends. Adam is going to have a conversation with Mark and Anthony. He's trying to talk them into keeping Sam. He says SD is just as bad as Sam, you know, like it's just as bad. They're in the pantry doing this. Mark is getting weirdly aggressive with Adam. And it's, I think, because Anthony is there. And anytime Anthony is there, Mark is like all about like, no, I'm like Anthony. I'm just like Anthony. But then when Anthony's not there, he's like, hey, buddy, we're good. Right. And so he's like, hey, Sam put me on the block last week. I can't trust anything Sam says. Why? Tell me, why should I keep Sam? Huh? Why would I do that? She put me on the block. And Adam's like, look, no. The only reason she put you on the block is because she made a deal with Dane about Esty. And Mark is like, deal schmeal. If she felt good with me, she wouldn't have put me up. I don't care. I don't care about whatever she says. I can't trust a word that Sam says. That's the truth. And Adam's just like, hear me out. He's like, look, I'll hear you out. I'll listen to you. I'll hear you out with an open mind. And then with an open mind, I'll vote Sam out.
Yeah, very blunt in this conversation, but it's hilarious to watch. Yeah, no, I really think Adam is tanking kind of his own game at this point, trying to save Sam. But I mean, it's to the Pretty Boy Alliance, which he's already got their back. So he doesn't want to fight too hard for her with the guys. But watching Mark in this conversation, you're absolutely right. It's hilarious. He is so... you know, buddy, hey, buddy, hey, buddy. And then as soon as Anthony comes around, every single time he just gets this head that thinks he can just talk to anyone however he wants, because that's what Anthony does. It's really funny that he follows suit like that. But yeah, no, this conversation just was completely going to be the way Mark wants it to be the entire time. Adam wasn't going to get anywhere near getting Sam to stay through talking to Mark.
Yeah. So then Kira pops their head in to the pantry and they see that they're probably going to be staying out there, maybe listening in. Anthony just says to Adam, go pitch for us to keep Sam. That's what you're doing right now. And so they start having a loud conversation where Adam is just casually pitching to the other two guys that aren't in an alliance with him. Hey, you know, it should be Sam that stays, you know, hoping that Kira's listening in. That was pretty funny.
That's part of the feeds all day.
Yeah. And then so Mark ends up leaving, and then Anthony talks to Adam about like, because basically apparently what happened was during the veto ceremony or sometime after it, Adam kind of got into it with Corey and they got into a little bit of a fight. And so Anthony is telling Adam that he needs to make up with her and telling him how. Here's what you're going to do, right? Because I'll set this up. You just give her a hug. Say, you know, sorry about that. It's because she understands. It's like if you go to a bar and some guy just like throws a drink in your girl's face, like obviously you're going to step up, right? Like, so obviously, you know, everyone's going to understand. So you just go give her a hug, apologize. It's going to be great. Adam's like, okay. And he's like, yes, that's my boy. That's my guy. And so Adam leaves. He's going to go do that. And Anthony just sits in the pantry alone. He's like, man. I feel like I'm Charles Xavier in here. I feel like I'm Charles Xavier, just telling people what to do. He's really feeling himself.
Yeah, I saw you post that on Twitter. That was pretty funny. But yeah, no, he thinks he's just got full control of this game, which honestly, in a small part, he does. He does have full control of this game. But I feel like this is going to crash and burn, right? Eventually. I mean, we've been saying that since week one when everyone was up in arms that the Pretty Boy Alliance was going to take over, and they still haven't. But I don't know. I think that Anthony's got a big head for this game, but it is funny to see him work his little magic on Adam, make him do things that he thinks he needs him to do.
Yes. So there's also this funny moment with Dane and production that I talked about last night on the round table, where Dane is, he went and talked to Corey. They just kind of, you know, did their usual thing. Corey talked about her conversation with Kira and all of that. Then he went to the bathroom and his mic was just like loose in his shirt. And so production was like, Dane, fix your microphone. And he was very, very annoyed. I wasn't even talking. Why are you gonna sewer me like that, production? He's walking toward the bedroom. Oh man, what a sewer. God. He gets into the bedroom, he starts changing. Sewer. Wasn't even talking. And at this point, production, they've just had it, and they go, Dane, stop that. He's like, what? And then like for the next minute he's just like slowly taking his shirt off, like worried and mad. It's like, am I allowed to take my shirt off? Like, it was very funny. I was just laughing. I was cracking up.
Oh, I'm not sure what to do in that situation. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I missed that part, but I'm going to go back and rewatch that.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Anthony is going to have a conversation with Dane. Anthony is going to continue to push this narrative that Damien and Esty are too close. One of them needs to go. One of them needs to go next week. That's the way to do it. He also encourages Dane to get closer with Corey. So this is a very transparent conversation here from our perspective, at the very least, that Anthony is pushing Damien and Esty, they're too close, which puts a target on them. And also, side note, Dane, you should try to get closer to Corey so that you don't want to take her out.
Yeah, no, they're really convinced that Damien and Esty are getting way too close at this point, and that Dane needs to do something to step up to get her back in line with what the boys want. Honestly, for the sake of the show, I really hope Damien has as much control as they think he does. Like, I really wish that Esty would join up with Damien and do some kind of big move. But everything we're hearing is somewhat a girl's going up with one of the guys. At some point, one of the guys, or both the guys, or two out of the four of them, aren't going to be going up together. No one has that in their plans. So as much as they think they may need to pull Esty back in with Dane, I really don't think they have a problem right now. I think that Damien isn't working enough on Esty to really take her in, but that's just my opinion. So I think that they have nothing to worry about, but I see why they're securing all their bases.
Yes. All right. So we also got some more pretty boys conversations throughout the day. Adam has really been pushing for Damien to be the person they bring to the final five. Adam really wants Damien to bring Damien in to the boys. Damien has talked about a guy's thing all the time, and Adam has really been pushing for this all season long. And Anthony has always been the one standing in the way, and Anthony continues to be the one standing in the way because he's like, no, Adam, no. We can't do that. Damien, not the person we should be doing that. We shouldn't be bringing anyone in. We shouldn't be sitting anyone down and telling them about anything. Damien, look at who Damien was aligned with. people like Mama, people like Mackie, people, you know, and now he's close with Corey and Esty. This is not a guy to be trusted. And Adam is really pushing like, no, Damien's, I like this guy. And it's very funny because, like Adam is the person Damien would go after the most. Yeah. And he's the one like really trying to help Damien out the most.
Honestly, though, it's kind of shocking to see him push for Damien so much because Damien has zero alliance to Adam at this point. And they don't need a fit. I think they're just getting greedy at this point that they've got their people and his is going home. So now he wants to pull in the fifth. I mean, they're all talking about how Anthony's talking about how he wants Kira there because they might be the better object to take out or to take to the end because they're going to be the least threatening. Honestly, Damien's not a great choice for us as watchers. I would love to see that because I would love to see him kind of slide in there, work his way to five, and maybe he can make something happen if he can win a dang competition. I feel like I say that every week I come on with you. But I think it's a terrible plan. I mean, Adam has no allegiances to this guy. Damien doesn't think that he's on board with Adam at all. But he wants to bring him in anyway. So I don't know. I think it's a bad plan. I think the right plan is what Anthony is saying by bringing Kira to the end.
Yes. Well, what Anthony really wants is Corey.
Well, yeah. If Corey's not there.
So Adam is going to go to Sam. He talks to her about his plans for the next week. He wants to put up Esty and Damien and then backdoor Corey. Give her a taste of her own medicine. And Sam gets mad about that. Sam's like, well, you're talking like I'm already gone, Adam. You're just like everyone else. Trouble in paradise.
Yeah, it's not looking good. The romance is fading away right now as we speak.
Mark is going to talk with Dane a bit. Mark tells Dane, hey, don't let Esty get cocky. Don't let her get too confident here. I want Esty to have to campaign to me for my vote. I want her offering me deals. I don't want her just to assume she has my vote.
Yeah, you got to come, kind of sweeten the pot to me, kind of show me why I should be, helping you out. I think it's a good move on his part to tell Dane to kind of tell Esty to kind of pitch to him and tell him why. Even though he knows, Dane knows that no matter what, he's still keeping Esty, but he wants to get some kind of deal out of it. I mean, I understand from Mark's perspective why he would be doing that, but for Dane, why wouldn't you just be like, I mean, why? There's no reason to. Like, you're going to keep her. You're not going to keep Sam. That's a dumb idea. So why would we do that? I understand where Mark's coming from, but I think Dane should be like, oh yeah, no problem, no problem, and then never do anything about it.
All these pretty boys, they're helping Mark out left and right, and he's just waiting to stab him in the back.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, unless those feeds, him saying it to the feeds were completely wrong, I'm just hoping that he gets some kind of power so we can see if he was telling the truth or not.
I think we got more confirmation just this morning. He was talking to the cameras about who can I get to put Adam and Dane up on the block? Let's see. Adam is going to talk to Mark. Sam had talked to Mark and tried to campaign to him. It didn't really go anywhere. So Adam tried to talk to Mark afterward. He says, look, I think we can bring Sam in. And Mark is like, I hear you. And look, I'm willing to talk to Anthony and Dane if we agree that this is the best move. But man, the thing is, Sam put me on the block. She told me that we were good. She told me that I was safe. And then the very next week, she put me up on the block and I was her target for a little while. Like, that's not okay. I don't feel good about that. And Esty's worse at competitions. I just don't see this happening, man. And Adam's like, you know what? That's fair. It's actually fair.
It's 100% a valid reason. Like, Sam put him up, told him he was completely safe, then backstabbed him, put him on the block. Even though he was just the pawn, she told him that he was fine, that nothing was going to happen. And I can see where that distrust is. Esty has done nothing to him. Granted, she has never had any power, but she's never done anything to him. And she's just always told him what he wants to hear. And she hasn't won a competition. Sam has. Sam's a threat more than Esty right now. So why wouldn't he do this? I mean, everything he is saying is true, but I don't know, as a good Big Brother player, is 100% the right move to tell them exactly that or to tell them what they want to hear and then just go through with the plan anyways. What would you do in that situation?
Well, I think in this particular spot here, Mark is completely correct. Adam is going to explain to Sam that Mark is probably a lost cause, explains Mark's reasoning. And Sam says, that's fair. Like if you have people saying, you know what, those are good reasons, then that's very good for you because when they leave, they're going to feel like I wasn't wronged by Mark. Mark had a reason to do this and it was smart of him to do this. And especially if you are somebody like Mark who really your main goal right now should be get as many jury votes as possible because you're probably sitting pretty close to the end no matter what happens. This is exactly the sort of thing he needs to be doing. And I think it really accentuates the error, the mistake that it was for Sam. And I talked about this a little bit, but you know, really we focused so much on her not targeting Dane or Anthony. But really I always said like the biggest mistake was putting Mark on the block, targeting Mark of all the pretty boys. Mark is the one who is willing to turn on the pretty boys. Mark is also the one that was also willing to really step up and stand up for Sam. Multiple times prior to him being nominated by her, he was pitching the idea to Anthony and Dane, like, hey guys, just throwing this out there. What if we don't take Sam out? He really was like on Adam's side with this. He really could have been a vote for Sam to stay here and might have helped Adam tried to pitch the idea that Esty is the person that needs to leave, but not anymore. Sam put him on the block. And at that point, he was really not only taken by this sort of thing about like, well, I can't trust Sam, but also now I think that he has been pulled in by Anthony, who is better to him than Mark is, or than Adam is, I should say. Anthony, who made sure that Corey kept Mark off the block, whereas Adam did not. And so, you know, I think that he used to talk about Dane and Anthony on the block. Now he's talking about Adam and Dane on the block. And so not only did it hurt Sam's game, I think it also hurt Adam's game with Mark to put him up there when he really had no business being there.
100% agree. That was one of the biggest regrets I think they'll end up having in this game, because there was no real motivation to doing it. He had done nothing to them. And he had only been someone that they could rely on going forward. So for them to really backstab him, especially after she said, oh, you're safe, you're fine, and not putting someone on the block that, for one, is not in Adam's alliance. I know she didn't know that, but Adam could have been in her ear saying, no, let's go a different route. Let's do this. If you want a guy, let's put Damien up. You know, I've been talking to him. Do something like that where it's not one of your direct alliance members. He should have stood up more for Mark in that situation. So I can see 100%, like you're saying, I understand why Mark's upset and telling one, and he's bringing up valid reasons for why he wants Sam to go home now. So it makes sense. I think that's one of their biggest regrets they'll have when they rewatch the season.
Well, yeah, if they talk to the right people.
Yeah, right.
The episodes aren't going to show enough. But yes, Anthony is then going to talk to Mark. Anthony has a long conversation with him where he talks about how Damien and Esty, they need to be the ones to go. Those two put them on the block. Whichever one leaves is fine, but Anthony would probably target Esty. If Dane wins, then he should probably put up Damien. And you know, all of this stuff. It should be Damien or Esty. And that's what Anthony wants. We'll see if he gets it. Mark agrees with him, but because Mark is always going to agree with whichever person he's talking to. Anthony also talks about how Dane and Adam, they're only looking out for themselves. They, you know, they had this whole backdoor plan with Corey and they did not tell Anthony about it. This was to protect themselves. They had that deal where Sam was keeping Esty safe and Esty was keeping Sam safe and vice versa. They were looking out for themselves. They were not telling Anthony about this. They were not telling Mark about this. They need to watch out for that. Anthony really doing some work with Mark and Mark doing some work with Anthony to bond themselves there. There's a lot of, you know, politic sort of things happening with the pretty boys here. And Anthony says, look, there's a reason that Sam put you up. There's a reason Esty is going to put Adam up. And there's a reason that Corey is not coming after any of us. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And really just trying to persuade him in that situation. I don't know. I'm really thinking that the whole Anthony Corey thing is going to get kind of squashed eventually. Like, I think that they're going to take out Corey just because I think they know that he's too close to her. I mean, they're doing that now with Adam and Sam. Don't you feel like Corey's the next piece that's kind of like,
well, I know Anthony has spoken. We're about to get there. Adam and Dane also have a conversation where they talked, first they talked about Sam and how, you know, Adam was trying to convince Dane to keep her. Dane is kind of like, probably not, but you never know, maybe. Dane promises Adam that, you know, he will let him know before Sam leaves, so that, you know, Adam and Sam can have our last day together. And Adam says Corey's dangerous. Dane agrees. They, you know, Anthony is really trying to push for Corey to stay, but they don't agree with it. They want Corey to leave next week. She is the most dangerous person left on the board. And so Adam and Dane are gunning for Corey next week if Anthony is not able to talk them out of it. And so far he hasn't been. And since Anthony, or since Adam and Dane are the two more likely people to win, what much more likely than Anthony and Mark at this point, it's not looking great for Corey.
Yeah, no. And honestly, it's the correct move to make because Corey is a physical beast. You know, I think she played her hand a little too much with doing all these, you know, Corey workouts and doing stuff like that. People know she's a physical competitor. I don't know if she could have hid that going into the game. I think that's just who she is. But that's really going to come back and bite her now since she just won an endurance, you know, physical competition to get HOH. So I really believe that that's the right move for them. And I think this is going to be an interesting week because this is going to show if one of those guys becomes in power, because we're going to be able to see that Anthony isn't getting his way for once in this game if Corey goes on the block and if she ends up being the target. So it's going to be interesting dynamic to see how Anthony reacts to the situation and how the Pretty Boys Alliance functions if Corey does end up being the one that's going to go home, because we saw what happened with Sam. Adam was not okay with it, but understands it. I don't know if Anthony will be as much in that mindset if they go after Corey, his, you know, his person. So I'm interested to see if everything starts to crumble and fall apart, or if they still stay strong like they're doing, even with Adam's person kind of going home this week.
Yes. Anthony doesn't like when things don't go his way. So
no.
We'll
Professor Baker can't have that.
So they also talk about the Pretty Boys and how they're going to be legendary. Adam, he keeps thinking about the moment when the Brigade sat Brittany down, and he really wants to do that with somebody at the end of the season. Dane agrees. He's been thinking about that too. He wants to make that happen. They think, maybe Damien, but probably Kira should be that person because they're the weakest. So at Final Five, they can sit Kira down and be like, hey, all along, we've been the Pretty Boys. If they want the moment, it shouldn't be Kira, because Kira's going to say, obviously. If they want the moment, they should do Damien, who'd be like, what?
He would give him a much bigger reaction. They want that Brittany Haynes moment that the Brigade had. And it's just funny to me, like, how much they want to be the Brigade. How much they want to have this whole, you know, Final Five, then, you know, tell her what happens and it's done, or tell them what happens and it's done. So it's funny to see this. I don't honestly believe it'll get that far, at least not with all four of them in the Final Four. But that's me hoping. I've been saying that since week one. We'll see if it happens. But it's just funny how much in that mindset that they are.
Yeah, and they want, like, they're saying, like, we want, like, season 13, they're still going to be talking about us. And they're kind of right. They have been the most successful alliance in Big Brother Canada history. And if they do make it down to the end, almost any one of them winning would probably be the best winner the show in Canada has seen. So what are you going to do?
As of right now, what would be your rankings of the four?
So on the round table, I have them 6, 7, 8, 9, Anthony at the top, then Dane, then Adam, then Mark. But really that could shift. I mean, Anthony, I think, has the most sort of influence. He has the most skills. Dane, though, is very good socially, very good at competitions, and very good strategically. He's really just outmatched by Anthony a little bit. But Anthony can't win competitions as much, so that could easily flip-flop because Canada competitions matter a lot more. Adam is definitely very skilled in his own way, has been very distracted by Sam. I'm very curious to see how his game progresses without Sam. And then Mark is really just the wild card. He's kind of been brought along. I don't know if he could have been as successful without the pretty boys, but at the same time might be the most dangerous member of them because he's willing to stab them in the back and really could end up being the winner from that group. So it's really anybody's game, I think.
I talked to Rob on Facebook Fridays, and he said he's convinced Mark will be the winner of this season. That I don't know if that's part of his draft or not, that's what feels that way. But he thinks he's production's go-to person. So I don't know. I have the same order. I feel like Anthony's by far in the lead, but it'll be interesting. We still got time. We still have time to see what happens. But Mark's that wild horse right now that could somehow sneak his way up there. The other guys pissing up people off.
So they also talk about Adam and Dane. Now that Sam is gone, they can focus on making it to the final two together. And Adam's like, yes, final two, us two. Winning for them is making it there together. It doesn't matter who wins. It's all about being legendary. And if they aren't there together, they'll vote for the other one in the final two. So, Dane really working this. Adam really working this relationship.
And I understand that. I mean, they got to kind of have someone's back. So I think that they've always been the person. Dane was the first person Adam talked to about the guys' alliance. So it makes sense that they want the final two, Dale. But I just find it funny when they're just like, oh, you know, no matter what, even if you win, I still win. Yeah, because you came here to win someone else $100,000. That makes sense. No, I understand why they're saying it to each other. Don't get me wrong. I know why they're doing it. But I wouldn't go, if you and I were playing, I wouldn't be like, you know, Tarrant, as long as you win, I'm happy. No, I'd be like, no, I want the money. I want to make sure I win. So I'm going to do everything in my power to beat you.
If you're just like a greedy person, I mean, I'd be happy with you winning, but.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Fine.
Let's do this. Let's play Big Brother.
Yes. All right. So we also got a little bit of Damien talking to the cameras. He talked about his strategy, which has really just been like, man, I can't win anything. It's so annoying. I want to make a move, but I haven't been able to win. So at this point, I think my only play is just be like, hey, I'm weak and I can't win in the end. So please take me. He hopes that he's not on anyone's radar right now. He feels like he's positioned well. Unfortunately for him, he does not see that Anthony has been putting a target on him. Prior to that, he was right, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, honestly, he has been in a great position this whole game. But I mean, the pieces are starting to all fall together where he's one of the last big threats to them, you know, besides Corey, in my opinion. I think Damien's the next biggest threat. So he's got to start looking out. He's got to start winning something. So it's very, very frustrating to watch because out there you see how many people are fans of him because of the game he's been playing, how he's not associated with the pretty boys. I just need him to win something. Like he's got to win something.
Yes, Dane is going to talk to Esty. He helps her out with her campaign, does tell her to campaign to Mark, so fulfills that one. Here's what you should be saying. Say your target is Kira. She really wants Adam out, but really we know what would happen if Adam went up on the block next to Kira. Actually, we kind of don't, because maybe they would take the shot at Adam at that point. But at the very least, she would be nominating Adam and Kira. So she's saying her target is Kira in order to make sure that, everything stays where it should right now. And then Adam, Sam, and Kira are going to come up with their campaign for Sam that, Adam has told her basically what you should be saying is you're a bigger target. You're easy to put on the block. That if Sam leaves this week, then if somebody wins HOH like Esty and Adam goes on the block next to Kira, and then the boys keep Adam because that's how it works, then Kira will be leaving and they want to take Kira to the final five. So they'd lose Kira. that's not good. But if Sam is still in the house, then the trio is still big and easy to target. In the triple eviction, all three of them can go on the block, and Adam would be the one that stays, and like so on and so forth. And it's like Adam is just very, very blatantly at this point telling them, like we want to take Kira to the final five. If I go on the block next to Kira, the boys are going to keep me safe. So our plan to take Kira to the final five won't work. And again, like, because they know, because people are going to point to this conversation and be like, how do they not know? Because they do know. The Adam has already, we've talked about this. And so Kira points out, well, Adam, that's assuming that they would keep you if you were next to me, which was a pretty good point.
Valid argument. I mean, honestly, that's the point that they needed to bring up, because it's completely the right move. That why would they keep Adam if they're up against Kira? So I don't know. I understand why they would say that. I also think that not knowing that there's a full group guy alliance, I think that also Adam kind of has a point too, but I don't know. It's just funny to watch this dynamic.
So that's really what's been going on. That's the day in Big Brother Canada 7. Anything else that you wanted to bring up here, Bobby?
No. Just really hoping for some kind of mix up, some kind of, you know, multiple pretty boys on the block next week to just see something happen. I mean, kudos to them. Playing great game. You know, most dominant alliance we've ever seen in Big Brother Canada. I'm over it. I just want some kind of change. That's all.
Well, you know, wait for a Mark win. That's what you're going to do.
Please. Honestly, I will be rooting for Mark this week if he wins HOH to just see what happens. See if he actually pulls the trigger. And which would be, honestly, probably the best game move he will do to help get himself to the end.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, the problem is that I think he's personally waiting for the triple eviction to win himself. He's thinking about, like, could I talk anyone else into making the move prior to that? He was thinking about Damien. He's not going to be able to, though. That's the problem. The Pretty Boys have too much control. So he might try, if somebody else wins HOH, to subtly point them in a certain direction, and it probably won't work. And he'll continue to wait for the triple eviction, which is probably never going to come. And even if it did, all it takes is for him to not win, and you know, now it's over. So again, this sort of like looming triple eviction, we need to get past it. Hopefully it doesn't happen this season, and then next season hopefully it'll be talked about less, because it really just puts a big lid on all the gameplay.
So really, there's really no timeline for both the triple eviction or a buyback, right?
Well, if there were a buyback, we could have a triple eviction. If there's not, then based on the previous schedule, it would not work. But, you know, they can basically do whatever they want with the schedule if they really want to. But, you know.
Never know.
Yeah. So that's what we've got for you today. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. There's been some drama this morning. I don't know all of it right now because it's been happening as we've been talking, but apparently Adam is saying that Mark told him that it was the plan all along to backdoor Sam, and so he's pretty pissed about that. Mark is denying that he told Adam that. I don't know where this information came from. We're gonna have to do some detective work for tomorrow. And also, Adam has found out that Sam has which is true, talked about throwing Adam under the bus to Corey and other people, saying that the only reason she was lying was to protect Adam, and Adam was the one behind the Corey backdoor plan. So Adam found out about that, and he's pissed at Sam, and so they got into it, and saying that, you know, Sam is more loyal to Kira than she is to him, and a bunch of stuff happening this morning. So we'll have all of it in detail and in order tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Happy to see something happen. Yes. Some kind of stuff.
And then, of course, tomorrow I will also be talking with Kevin Martin, about his thoughts on the season. So make sure you look out for that. It should hopefully pop up in the podcast feed at some point tomorrow night. So that should be very fun.
Yeah, I love Kevin. Happy to have him on the podcast. Going to be a great listen.
Yes. And then, of course, Thursday night, we'll be back with the eviction recap to talk about probably Sam leaving the house. So there you go. Cool. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Bobby, where can people find you?
at Goodspeed Bobby. That's going to be on Twitter.
There you go. So, once again, thank you for joining us. I will see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.